Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to be doing in the next few days is called The Power of the Tongue. I want you to realize that the most important thing you have in your body is your tongue. Now, you'll understand as we get through with this teaching how important it is to learn how to talk. Now, praise the Lord. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and worship you and thank you for the privilege to teach your word. Lord, I ask you to reveal the word of God to your people so that they'll all be able to walk where you want them to walk. And thank you for giving us this privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, your tongue will speak life or death into you. Guard your tongue very closely. Because the Word of God says in Proverbs 18:21, that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and everyone shall eat the fruit of their tongue. Now, I've seen some magnificent, wonderful things that the Lord has done over the last 20 or 30 years, and I'm trying to teach people what I've learned because it has brought forth such tremendous results in so many people's life. Now, first of all, medical science tells us that there are many incurable diseases. Now, there's things like cancer and arthritis and AIDS and heart disease and many, many other things that they say are incurable. Now, I've seen many people come to me over the last few years with some of these incurable diseases. Some of them had been to doctors many, many times and could not get healed. But I can show you from the Word of God how to receive your healing from the Lord if you're interested. Now, some people don't believe. So if you're one of those that are living in unbelief and say, I don't believe nothing this man's saying, well, you just go ahead and stay sick if you want to. But I've learned something that works, and it works extremely well. It has allowed me to walk in divine health. I mean divine health without any sickness and disease of any kind in the last 20-plus years. Now, praise the King. The first 45 years of my life, I didn't walk in this. I didn't know it was available. So I had quite a bit of sickness and disease. But about over 20 years ago, I learned the truth. And when I got a hold of the truth from God's mighty word, wow. Since then, I've walked in divine health. Not one single day of sickness or disease in over 20 years. So praise the Lord. Now then, the synopsis of the Holy Scripture and the study of God's healing for us will present another method in which we can be healed. That's a supernatural way. There is a supernatural help available for everybody that has these so-called incurable diseases, like cancer and AIDS and heart disease and all those things. It is called God's mighty word. God's word is a supernatural cure for everything, but you must mix faith with God's word. Now then, when you mix faith with God's word, how do you do that? You mix faith by speaking it out of your mouth. As you speak it out of your mouth, this is a means of applying God's medicine of healing. The rest is up to you, the individual, as to whether or not you have the confidence to take God's word, his healing medicine, on a regular basis. Now then, if you were to go to the doctor and the doctor told you, I have a medicine here that'll cure you. Now then, you take this at 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at noon, and 6 o'clock in the afternoon. If you'll take two of these pills three times a day for 3 weeks, it will cure what you have. And there is things out there like that that they have that will do that. Well, people go and they take that medicine and they apply it, and they don't expect to get healed the very first minute that they take it. They know it's going to be an ongoing process. But I don't know what it is about God's word. People come for prayer, if they don't get healed instantly, they think, well, I didn't get anything from God. No, that's not true. God does things two ways. He does miracles and he does healings. Now then, he can do a miracle for you, and I have seen him do several of those, and it's so wonderful to see God do a miracle. So whenever you pray for someone and they get instantly healed, and I've seen that several hundred times, but healings, God always guarantees all of his children, if they'll repent of all their sins and stand on his mighty word and apply his word, which is medicine, to their flesh, he will heal them every time. Now, the purpose of this study that we're doing here is to reveal principles from God's words and instruct you in how to incorporate with and apply these principles to obtain your healing. Now, many today are seeking healing, but yet they talk sickness and disease and suffering and all these things. Now, those people that are trying to mix faith and yet they are seeking healing for the sickness that they have, those people that do that and yet they're going around saying, you know, they're talking sickness and disease and they're saying things like, well, you know, I have this, or my cancer, or my arthritis, or my whatever. Well, those people will never receive a healing from God because they don't believe he's the healer. And those many people that are seeking healing, but yet they're talking sickness and suffering, they will talk sickness and suffering until they establish that image to themselves, in themselves. You know, when you speak out of your mouth sickness and disease, your body will begin to line up with your confession. Now, the tongue is the most powerful thing you have in your body. Now, these people, their thoughts and words will produce a vivid blueprint, and they will live within the bounds and limitations of that blueprint. That's just the way it is. In other words, you will become a servant to that bondage. We're going to teach you today and in the ongoing sessions, we're going to teach you how to make that blueprint or your life line up with the Word of God. Now, as you read God's Word, spend time with God, read His Word and speak His Word, it will bring health to all your flesh. Now, I have seen many people with incurable diseases go away healed. And, of course, some of them had taken a while. But most people are not willing to fight this magnificent fight of faith. But if you're willing to fight this fight of faith, there's no problem. If you're willing to take God's word and do what it says, you will be the winner. You'll be the victor instead of the victim. And you will receive your healing. And you can learn how to walk in divine health. And let me tell you, it's a good, wonderful place to walk. I love walking in divine health. It's so wonderful. Now then, let's kind of build some stepping stones here of life or death. And it's unfortunate that we build stepping stones both directions to life or death. Now, first of all, our words, which are very important, and most people do not realize that you have the power. God created you with power in your tongue. In other words, he's a faith God, and he has power. When he speaks, things happen. But he has no limitations. But he's given you and I limitations, but our limitations are to the earth, because he says that whatever we bind on earth, whatever we loose on earth, whatever two of us agree on earth. So you see, the Lord has he has limited our power to the earth. Now, your words, the words that you speak, will be building blocks of which you will construct your life and your future. Now, your words set the cornerstones of your life. And you live within the confines of that boundary. In other words, that boundary that you have created with your own words. Now, we technically have no limitations. Every one of us born on this earth have power in our tongue to speak into existence anything we want to. God didn't give us any limitations. But the enemy, that beast, he knows and understands these principles, and he'll do everything he can to deceive you. So, what we need to do is we need to take these situations and circumstances and conditions, and all of these are subject to change. None of these things are set in concrete. We can change them, but we can only change them with the support of your words. Now, you can establish them in your heart and in your life forever. And when you get a hold of words and start speaking the right things, you will see that your words will bring forth the greatest results that you have ever experienced. You can literally speak to pain. In fact, only yesterday in church, I had a young lady that came into church with such pain in her body that she couldn't stand it. She was crying. I mean, she had taken some very serious painkillers, but it had not taken away all of the pain. She had two bulging discs, and she was hurting tremendously. So I first laid hands on her. I said, now, Jesus said in John 14:13, that if I'm walking in a love walk with him, the whole book of John's all about the God kind of love. But if I'm walking in a God kind of love, and the Word of God remains in me and I remain in him, I can ask him for anything and he'll do it. So I reached up and laid my hands on this girl's bulging disc, and I asked the Lord to restore those and make them perfectly well and normal and take away her pain. Well, he did. Right there, very quickly, he took away her pain, just like he promised in his word, and he took the pain away, and he healed her. But in a little bit, as we're standing there talking, she said, a little of my pain is coming back. I said, that's the enemy. I said, the Lord has healed your disc, but the enemy is trying his best to deceive you. So what he's doing, he's putting some pain on you to get you to try to doubt that you're healed. Now, this doubt will give him legal right, because doubt and unbelief is sin. So I said, you don't want to go there. I said, so speak to it. I said, say no more in Jesus' name. I said, now, in Jesus' name, you have dominion and power over everything. So I said, say, in Jesus' name, no more pain. And so she said, in Jesus' name, no more pain. And immediately she said, this is awesome. She said, the pain moved down into my hip. I said, oh, no, it's just a demon. And I said, continue to talk to him. She said, Thurman, it's in my hip. I said, I know, but you don't want it in your body. So I said, speak to the pain. Command it to leave. Say, no more in Jesus' name. No more. No more in Jesus' name. So she started saying, no more in Jesus' name. It moved on down her leg and her thighs and finally right on out her foot and left. I told her, I said, it's just an evil spirit. And you got to realize what these beasts are trying their best to do to us. I said, so don't let them do this to you. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety on the power of the tongue, call our ministry at 940-242-2106. Or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can place an order, and everything is free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings. Praise Him.